Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hello there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, our weekly get-together. We want to thank also our good friends at Evergreen Credit Union for sponsoring this every single week as we bring you information. And I notice as we get things started through the year, this always seems to happen. We have the show, the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy, and that kind of kicks off the season, so to speak, for the year. And when the season, meaning the new year, starts, there's always news that happens, whether it be we've had a couple of guests already focused on energy, have initiated some new programs that we want to let you guys know about when we talk about that. But also, our partner of the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy has been Winnebago Home Builders Association. I say has been because I bring in Jody Vandermolen, who is the director over there, and big announcements over the last couple of weeks.
Yes, we're very excited to announce that we are changing our name, and we'll now be known as the Winnegamey Home Builders Association.
So people who have lived around this area are probably familiar with the term Winnegamey, because there's a golf course, Winnegamey. There's certain things that associated with Winnegamey because it merges the two counties now.
Correct, yes. So back in August, we acquired Outagamie County through the State and National Builders Association. And we don't have all of Outagamie County, but we have a majority of it. And with that, you know, we wanted to make sure that we really strive to help both counties. And with that, you know, obviously keeping it as Winnebago Home Builders, we are not servicing both counties to the fullest that we can do.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are people out there who are maybe in the association. Maybe they got some information. Maybe they didn't get any information. We were just talking about that a little bit on the air. Is you do your part by trying to send letters and information and emails out to people. But a lot of business owners are very busy. They're on the go. They don't get a chance to get through all their email or mail. So what should they know about this as far as anything new, anything changing, anything earth-shaking that is going to be happening?
What's really fun about this whole process is that we get the opportunity to grow. You know, so that just right off the bat helps our members, our existing members, to have the opportunity to network and get familiar with other businesses in another county that they might be able to do more business with and have members do business with members. So that is a great opportunity that way. So we're really excited about that. And then it obviously opens up a lot of opportunity for the consumer that, for instance, which we do have coming up is the Parade of Homes. You know, now they have an opportunity to parade maybe more homes or possibly a little bit different homes building up in the Outagamie County area that they will be able to take and tour through and, you know, see some other options.
You know, this is such a tight community, too, the whole Fox Valley area, that I think it's hard when you put borders on things, when you go, okay, we're in Winnebago, and now this is Outagamie, and they cross over all the time.
They do, yes.
And this is an opportunity for especially, you know, our friends, and we have a lot of people on the committees and stuff like that who live in Outagamie and work in Winnebago, and some of them, their businesses are right on the border. So here you really are melding, it's kind of a melting pot of everything together.
Correct, yes. And, you know, it's surprising a lot of the businesses who have obviously multiple locations. Mm-hmm. You know, so they may have a location in Winnebago County. Well, now they can get the business that's out in the Outagamie County area also involved. You know, so that's kind of nice that they can merge their business on both spectrums into one organization.
Jody Vandermolen here with us of the Winnegamie Home Builders Association. And if you want to find out more, their website is WHBA.net. So the WHBA didn't change at all. It's still
right.
WHBA. No, Winnegamie Winnebago doesn't really matter. You know, one thing I've learned, Jody, over the last year since we've merged with the show and everything, I kind of got some eye-opening experiences about your association, because quite frankly, before we started working together, because it says Home Builders Association, I thought it was only people who are in the home building industry. And that's not true. I mean, your members are all across the board.
Right. We're all spectrums of businesses. We have two different types of membership. We have a builder membership, which is the home builder in its own entity. And then it's the associate members are anything that would touch a builder, whether it be from their vehicle to insurance to banking, mortgages, you know, anything that would touch a builder to help their business.
But it's just about everybody. I mean, when you think about it,
correct.
It really is. I mean, I was quite amazed all the people in the finance world, for instance, that are members of the association, which once I got into it, I said, oh, yeah, makes perfect sense.
Right.
But as a business, I probably wouldn't think of joining at that time the Winnebago Home Builders Association, now Winnegamie Home Builders Association, but it makes perfect sense.
Right. You know, and actually, you know, with Cumulus, you know, being a member, I mean, that is an awesome opportunity, because now you have the opportunity to touch the builders, and hopefully we can increase their marketing,
right,
which then will help their business,
yeah,
and get the, you know, the awareness out there.
And I was just going to ask that question. Why should someone join? And I'm sure there's dozens of reasons, but give me the top two or three of, if someone's listening to this and like, you know, I never thought of joining the Winnebago Home Builders Association, but why should I? What would you say to them?
Well, you know, as a builder, you know, it's a great opportunity. We're a 3-in-1 membership. So when you join the Winnegamie Home Builders Association, you become a member also of Wisconsin Builders Association and the National Builders Association. So with our membership, you have a 3-in-1 membership, which for a builder gives them an excellent opportunity to have a 24-hour hotline for legal services. There's contract information out there for you. There's a lot of legislation issues that are taking place that the State Builders Association helps with. So there's a lot of things on the builder's side of the membership that is really important.
Mm-hmm.
On the associate side, obviously it's a great opportunity for you to work and network with the builders, and hopefully you're able to gain more business, not even from the builders, but from other associate members as well. So it's another thing where it's the awareness of your business.
And when, you know, and again, I see this work in progress a lot now, where before, if, let's just take a financial institution for the sake of a discussion, if they wanted to try to connect with a builder or a company that's in the building industry, it would be so hard because you're doing your thing, they're doing their thing, but because you guys meet not only in regular meetings but in casual meetings and in group discussions and in committees and all those kind of things, there's a lot of opportunity to quite frankly just get to know each other.
Right. You know, and that's how people do business nowadays.
Yeah.
It's that relationship. If you have a relationship and it's somebody that you can trust, you know, right there is where you're now going to have more business,
yeah,
you know, because you have to build that relationship. That is the most important thing of a business nowadays.
Can we talk a little bit, and if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to, but I'm going to throw it out anyway, about fees of what a membership is?
So our membership is a 12-month membership,
mm-hmm,
and it's $455. And like I said, that includes the three memberships. So it's the state, the national, and the local level of a membership. And with that, you know, we have opportunities where you can be advertising in the Parade of Homes, which People cannot, if they're not members of the association, they cannot be in the parade book. We have golf outings where you can sponsor different items. We have the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy. With that, you receive a discount being a member from the regular price of the boots. You know, so there's a lot of extra benefits of being a member, and that comes with that
$450
membership rate.
Is that what say $450? And when you know, run that through, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening who own a business, an annual fee of $450, where you are networking with people that you need to network or would want to network, and if that connection is made or when that connection is made, more than likely, I would say 90% of the time, that's going to finance that $450, meaning you're going to make your money back easily.
Correct, right. And there is other opportunities. At the state and national level, there is kickbacks, rebates that you can receive. Matter of fact, one that is very, very well used through the national level is you can purchase a GM vehicle and receive $500 a year of a rebate on that brand new vehicle. Mm. And that's a huge one. And so right there, yeah, with being a member, you already have your dues,
you know,
rebate.
And I work with businesses every day, and I'm talking to them, and in this, quite frankly, some of the money that they are spending on things that is getting them nothing, like nothing. I mean, I don't get one call. I don't get one thing. I don't even know what we're doing in this, whatever be, you know, a magazine or a print or something else. And to this, where you're actually connecting with people, that's what advertising is about, connecting with people.
Right.
And that is perfect. It's something. So if you're listening, that's one thing we wanted to talk about today is think about joining on with the Winnegabe Home Builders Association. Again, the name change, effective. It's effective immediately, right? It's already.
Yes. We're already in the process of changing everything over, and the actual press release will be out today. And so we're very excited.
Okay. And if you want to know who else are members, you can go to WHBA.net. They have a list of all the members there and a lot of information about the activities that Jody kind of went into. We're going to take a break. It's not just about business to business. It's about you as a consumer, too. I'm going to talk about that when we come back from this break about the Winnegabe Home Builders Association. Spotlight, and today we are showcasing the Winnegabe Home Builders Association. Maybe you knew the Winnebago Home Builders Association, but now things have merged, and Jody Vandermolen, who is the director, is with us talking about the merge. And another thing, Jody, that I've learned a lot over the last few months since we, again, have started working together with the show, is how the Winnegabe, now the Winnegabe Home Builders Association, benefits consumers. Because when I first kind of walked into the situation, I thought, as we just kind of talked about in our first segment of the business to business connection, but there's a tons of connection for the quote unquote everyday person out there to connect with the Winnegabe Home Builders Association. Why don't you explain that a little bit?
Right. So we're a membership association, and what that is that we're builders and then we have associates. So as a consumer, if you're looking or interested in either purchasing a home, remodeling a home, or you have an emergency and you need a plumber or a roofer or something like that, we have the ultimate local list for you right at your fingertips. All of our builder members are all certified, insured, all their credentials that they need to be certified at the state
level.
They
have to be, right?
They have to be, okay. Yes. You know, so we do all that homework for you. So when you go to our list of members and you're looking for a home builder or a remodeler, they all have the credentials with the state in order to pull permits and do the work. So that's really neat about our list, and it's a little bit different than other lists that are out there. Once again, we're a local list. So all of our members are local businesses that are members of the association. So when you make a phone call to that business, it's not a storm chaser or a fly-by-night business. They've been established, and they are a local established business in this area.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I think your average consumer these days, and back in the old days it would be the Yellow Pages, but these days you go Google and you type in flooring, let's say just need flooring for my home, I'm going to type in flooring, and you get things pop up in front of them. Might be Winnegame Home Builders Association members, but also could be national people. Could be 1-800-GO-FLOORS or something along those lines. You never know what you're going to get, because a lot of those businesses pay to be on that front page.
Correct. You know, and that's why you can't always trust the internet.
Right, right. And those kind of things, it's a little scary, because you don't know who you're getting. And I'm not saying any floors, let's just say, out there who pay to be on that front page. I understand that's a valuable tool. But at the same time, you don't get that certification. You don't get the license, all those other things. You don't have to do anything to get on that front page of the internet.
Right, exactly.
So when you go through that process, businesses, and let's kind of go through that a little bit, when people join, do they fill out an application? Do you check their credentials? How do you go through all that?
Right. And so, we have two different types of memberships. We have the builder's membership and the associate membership. So for a builder membership, for an example, we go through, they have to fill out an application. They have to give us what is called their dwelling qualifier ID number. I do a search on it. We check them. We make sure that, you know, everything is legit. They're certified through the state of Wisconsin. We check, do a background check on them. So we take care of doing all the background check on the builder for the consumer. And on the associate side, we do the same thing, but obviously we don't have to check for dwelling qualifier credits and their certification. But we do a background check on the business, and we do make sure that, you know, we are sure that they're a local established business.
Jody Vandermolen here with us from the Winnegame Home Builders Association, talking about the changes that have been happened over there, but also educating us a little bit on the ways that people can use the WHBA.net website. You know, a lot of things, Jody, too, Angie's List. People go to Angie's List. People jump on these other websites that give them recommendations. What would you say about an Angie List kind of person that goes there and what you guys offer?
So the difference between the two is Angie's List is nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody pays a fee and can be a part of Angie's List, which is different from us. We are a local list, and you have to pay, and you have to meet the criteria of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
You have to meet our bylaws. You have to meet the state bylaws, the national bylaws. You know, so they have a lot of,
well, they have a lot of ways to get around it. I mean, to get the Angie's List is just, to me, Angie's List is people pay to get on there.
Right.
And you're, but also they have reviews, and a lot of people go, well, their reviews are really high, but you don't see all the reviews.
Right. You only see what they want to show you.
Right. Right. So you're kind of muddling through this and saying, well, they're on Angie's List, so they must be good. Kind of what we were talking about before, the internet. Okay, it's on the internet, it must be true. Not the case.
Right. And once again, it's not a local established membership. It's nationwide.
So in a way, you are kind of the local version of Angie's List, but you have the accreditation and all the background checks that go on that other websites do not.
Correct.
So couldn't they go on the website and Google businesses? Can they Google type, like I was saying before, flooring? Can they just punch in flooring on your website and find out who's there?
And yes, so okay. they'll be able to look up either by name of business, so if they've already kind of gone through and did their Google searches and saw that they have local businesses, they can go on our membership list, take a look at which ones are members. They can go in there and look at flooring. We do have in our parade books for our parade of homes, we actually have a directory that's in each one of our books. You can take a look at that and have all their contact information right there. We try to make it as easy as possible.
You bet.
And they can give us a call. I mean, we're more than happy to help and assist them get members that they're looking for specific things.
Answer to Energy Question Spotlight. We're spotlighting the WHBA, and you just mentioned it. Let's talk about that a little bit. That's the next big event you have going on is the Parade of Homes.
Yes,
exciting.
We do. Yes, the spring is around the corner.
Yes.
We're excited.
Been feeling it. It's good.
Yes. Now, if we only can keep this weather going, we'd be better.
I don't think so, but it's okay.
So our next big event is the Spring Parade of Homes, and that will be taking place on May 5th through the 7th, and then the 12th and 13th. This year, which is a little bit different, we are going to be closed on Mother's Day. So that's something to keep in mind that we've not done in the past. But we want to make sure that our builders and associate members are home with their significant other and being able to celebrate Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited. Contracts are starting to come in. We're starting to get the parade book together and, it's starting to line everything up and looking forward to spring.
And, what I know about Parade of Homes also is the ideas that you get. I mean, I think that's why a lot of people go to the Parade of Homes is to say, okay, we're thinking of a kitchen project, but let's see what the experts are doing out there. And it's pretty cool. It's
right.
Pretty cool.
And it's where all of the events tie into each other. In January, you can come to the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy, take a look, meet some of the associate members and builders. Then what you can do is go home, start putting your project together that you're looking at doing, and now you can go tour and see some of the technology and, items that you looked at the home show, and you can see these actually installed and in an actual home.
Now, do you know all the homes that are going to be in the Parade of Homes at this time, or is that still developing?
It's still developing.
Okay.
We still have a couple days, but I do know that, we've got, over 14 homes already.
Okay.
So we're looking at a couple more contracts coming in, and, they're excited. The builders are excited.
And I'm not an aficionado of this, so I don't really know, but how much time should people put into seeing all the homes? If they wanted to see all the homes, how long is it? More than one day? Is it a couple of days? What do people typically do?
Everybody is a little different because it depends on what you're looking for. We have some people who have been touring the homes, throughout the last couple of years looking for a specific builder, and now maybe they're to that point, so now they want to spend more time with the actual builders of each of the homes. Obviously, that's going to take a little bit longer. Some people are just starting the process, and they're just looking for ideas, so they'll take notes on different things that they see if it's just a remodeling project or they're just kind of like, oh, maybe I could do this at home. They're not even sure if they want to remodel yet.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's time is going to be a little bit different. It depends on what you're actually looking for. As a consumer, I would suggest taking your time going through the homes. Each one of them is going to have something unique, something different. And the technology that's coming into play nowadays with homes is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, and I would definitely take some time.
Do you have information yet on tickets and all that kind of stuff, or are we too early?
We're a little early, but okay. We do know that the tickets are going to be $10 per adult. We will be doing advance tickets again 2 weeks prior to the show, and they will be at a reduced rate of $8 per adult.
Okay. So that's you're telling me that we should get you back just before when tickets go on sale and everything starts rolling. You know all the homes and you have the book ready and all that. We should get back together and we'll talk about that.
We'd love
that
to come back.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Jody Vandermolen. And if there's any questions, you can call Jody at the office at 235-2962 or go to whba.net. Again, now the Winnegamie Home Builders Association, Jody Vandermolen. Jody, good seeing you again. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.